May I welcome fellow members, honorary aldermen, ladies and gentlemen, to this meeting of the council. Can we please all ensure that our mobile phones are switched off? Can I just check that all councillors have a copy of the agenda papers? Thank you. Before asking the Chief Executive's report on the emergency evacuation procedure, just to explain, unfortunately Father Anthony is not with us tonight. He's undergoing treatment at the moment. He's not particularly well. Right, I'll now ask the Chief Executive to report on the emergency evacuation procedure.
Yes, we're not expecting the alarm to sound this evening, so if the fire alarm does sound, please evacuate the building by the nearest safe exit. There is one at the back there under the green sign and one here to the rear of the chamber. Thank you.
Thank you. Apologies for absence. Do we have apologies for absence, please?
We've received apologies from Councillor Gardner.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Jim Bailey.
Councillor Bailey, thank you, Councillor. Councillor Clark.
Good evening, Chair. Councillor Joy Andrews rang us to say she was ill late afternoon and didn't know whether she would make it or not. So if she turns up, can we put it in as apologies for being late? And if she doesn't turn up, can we leave it as apologies?
We certainly can, Councillor Clark, and I hope she can make it. Agenda item 3, declarations of interest. As at the last meeting, we'll take all the North Yorkshire County Council declarations of interest as given. Do any members have any other interest to declare? No, thank you. Which brings us to agenda item 4, notices on motion. We have a notice on motion tonight. Councillor Ives, would you please like to move your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the motion.
Can we go to a seconder for that, please?
Yes, Chairman.
Councillor Wainwright, thank you. Councillor Ives. Councillor Cowling. Councillor Ives, would like to introduce your motion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So I think this evening we've got a really important decision to make, probably the most important decision that I've participated in as a member of Valdo District Council concerning matters solely related to this council. So we've done a lot of externally facing decisions, but for our own organisation, this is really important. So we ran a recruitment process, and that process was not successful, regretfully. And it probably says a lot about the situation of this council and our approach that we didn't have any internal candidates, which is a matter of regret. However, every moment of crisis is a moment of an opportunity. And I think it's important that we pause and reflect on where we are and look at the opportunities available to us. The reason why I have moved this motion this evening is I believe there is a lot of benefits to be gained by working with others and indeed with the County Council. They have showcased how they can work with others with Selby by having a shared purse of Chief Executive. One thing I must add as well is the county do share a land area with us, so they work the same area that we do. Now, local government have faced huge cuts to their budget from government, as we heard at the last meeting. And we've been really successful in terms of introducing efficiencies and working better. But naturally, it does become harder to do that. Now, one of my greatest frustrations with local government is that there's been a lack of joint working. So across North Yorkshire, we've all got our own chief executives. We've got our own HR departments, we've got loads of duplicated back office services, And naturally, when you've got to make cuts to your budget, I think it's important we protect those frontline services. So I certainly don't want to be a person that is reducing the amount of people we've got collecting rubbish or people within the planning department. So this is a way of allowing us to work better together and to make savings where required. What I'll also add, Mr. Chairman, is that this proposal retains local sovereignty and local decision-making. This is a shared purse. A contract of employment will be with Rydale District Council. We will still be the masters of our own destiny. This, like I said, when you've got reduced budgets, there is always this temptation from a new structure to be imposed from above. This is us imposing it ourselves and coming up with a way that works for us, like I said, where we've got that decision-making, that local democracy, and I think that's really important, Mr. Chairman, and something which I know our members really value. So a lot of positives, and what I will add, finally, Mr. Chairman, is I said this is a hugely important decision because I believe that if we do not move forward tonight, if we say, no, actually, we don't know what we're doing, if we want to go back, then what does that leave for the future of Rydale District Council? That is not a future that I wish to contemplate. Thank you.
Councillor Wainwright.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to say, how many times have we been at meetings where we said we haven't got the resilience at Rydale, we're not big enough, we've got to go into joint working. This is an opportunity for us to joint work with the county. They have the depth of expertise. It now is our opportunity to use that expertise to our advantage. Thank you, Chairman.
Sorry, Councillor Cowley, I see you.
Thank you. Rather than letting the debate go on, I'd like to move an amendment at this point, or an addition perhaps would be better than an amendment. And that reads, can it be distributed to everybody?
Indeed it can. I think it's already started.
Right.
I think the officers are happy to do it for you, Councillor Ives, if you'd...
Right. Pardon? Right, I'll start and read it, and I'm sure you'll be able to study it if you want a few minutes. It says, further, that the interim chief executive be given delegated authority to enter into an arrangement with North Yorkshire County Council for the provision of a Section 151 officer and other finance services as a matter of urgency, and to determine whether similar arrangements should be made for any other services where it can be demonstrated that this represents best value for the council. Should such an arrangement with NYCC not be possible for the provision of a Section 151 officer or other finance services or any particular service, then the interim chief executive is further authorised to conclude similar arrangements with any other local authority. For the avoidance of doubt, in the event of the interim chief executive is unable to conclude negotiations with NYCC or another local authority to appoint an interim Section 151 officer, then in accordance with the usual practice in such matters, a list of suitable interim Section 151 officers be obtained from external recruitment consultants, and then the interim chief executive will make the appointment of an interim Section 151 officer on such terms as are considered reasonable in consultation with the chairman of the Policy and Resources Committee. I think I have a seconder.
Seconded by Councillor Steve Arnold. Thank you. Councillor Cowley, would you like to make your...
Yeah, just very briefly. We've talked a long time about joint working and sharing services And it's funny, isn't it, how opportunities suddenly present themselves when you least expect it. And much as I'm not happy to lose Peter Johnson as our Section 151 officer at all, I think we have to look at it as an opportunity and take that opportunity to move forward. So I hope it would be really nice if the whole of the council felt able to support the whole of this motion, because I think, as Lucas said, it is a really important point in time for this council.
Thank you. The second, anything to add?
Thank you, Chair. I think this gives us greater scope to share services with and experiences with North Yorkshire County Council. It gives us a lot of positives for Rydal to help us to move forward, which I think we need to do.
Thank you, Councillor Arnold. So, I'm going to open the meeting to debate on the amendment. Councillor Raper.
Thank you, Chairman. I fully support this amendment. We need an eye worker in the North Yorkshire Building Control Partnership. We're all about partnership working these days. You can't do it on your own. You need others joining in with you, shared experience, sharing the cost of the provision and sharing the benefits thereof when you decide what you're going to do, and you get on with the job then. So I can't see that there's anything that anybody could raise an objection to in sharing. It's the way forward, Chairman. We've been talking about it. It's time we got on and did it instead of just talking about it. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Raper.
And No,
I'm just looking. If nobody else wants to speak, I'm going to move to vote on the amendment. Yeah. Clark.
Sorry, Chair, you confused me with the Councillor Raper bit. Were you asking for people to speak on the amendment or taking instructions from Councillor Cowling, or was there something I missed?
No. I was very clear, having had...
Oh, I'm sure you were clear. I'm sure it's my mishearing that
Thank
I misunderstood you. I wasn't questioning your clarity for a
Thank
second,
you,
Chair.
Councillor Clark. I opened the meeting for debate on the amendment. Councillor Raper opened that debate. Is there anybody else would like to speak on the amendment?
Yes,
Councillor Clark.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. While I'm on my feet, yes, I think this is a superb amendment on the basis that it closely matches the motion that we've got before us tonight. And it reminds me, and I'm very tempted just to sit back and let it all go, and I think it was Napoleon that said that when your opposition, and I think he meant it in military terms, has got it completely wrong, don't stop them. And this amendment, in completely wrongness, fits in perfectly with the motion that we're going to debate in a minute. I have been asking in this council to no avail whatsoever that we should share everything with North Yorkshire. And that's called go for a unitary. And this is taking bits and going, let's have a shared chief executive with North Yorkshire. Right, and if not North Yorkshire, any council, Birmingham, anywhere else that'll do. Northampton's a good one, they're going down the tubes today, so we might rush off and join with them. And then not a discussion of do we need a 151 officer, and technically of course we do, but have we got anybody qualified in the building to be a 151 officer? Do we know if anybody here wants to do it? Have we thought out whether or not we want to second our financial services to North Yorkshire? Which might be a very good idea. But unfortunately, this motion, this amendment, doesn't say that. It just shoves in somebody into a post. And then you think, yes, it's because we've got a problem. No, it's not. It doesn't say anything about interim. It's put somebody into a 151 post. So we may decide that we're not going to move our financial services in with North Yorkshire. But by the way, we've got a 151 officer from North Yorkshire. So just slow down a little bit. Let's see what makes sense out of this lot. Let council decide what makes sense. And then let's do it. Because we don't even know whether North Yorkshire's prepared to work with us, with a chief executive, etc. Now, the second part of this is almost where it should start. So as it stands, if this amendment goes through, we'll be moving a further amendment if this amendment is passed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Mrs. Shields.
I just wanted to ask, Chairman, whether we are not going through the usual process of having questions first, or does that not apply to an amendment? Because I would like to ask a question, but we'd move straight on. So I just wondered whether there was a different rule for this. I'm sure Councillor Ives will tell me, you know, if there's a right answer to this.
Just give me one second, Mrs. Shields.
That's what I'm saying. We haven't had questions.
Right. Yeah, we moved into debate. If any of you like to raise a question during the debate, Councillor Mrs. Shields, you're welcome to, and Councillor Hyde can pick that up should he wish to.
Well, the question now, Chairman, or is that all right?
Yes, ask your question, Mrs. Shields. Let's move on.
Referring to the first paragraph and the provision of a Section 151 officer, can I ask exactly how we've appointed 151 officers in the past? Have we needed to go to the county for their help, or have we in fact trawled round various other districts and so on who've been quite helpful in the past anyway? And we've had a very good selection of officers over the years, and we don't seem to need anybody else's help. So I just wondered, has anybody, you know, taken the county into its consideration when looking for a new 151 officer or not? I'm not aware they have, but I'm sure somebody's got an answer to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. In the past, we've been in a fortunate position where we've had people willing and able internally to step up to the Section 151 post. And the reason for that is we've had a much larger finance department. And when the council's bigger, it's naturally more resilient because you've got more people. We're no longer as resilient because we're much smaller, slimmer and agile. So it does present problems in the case like this. What I'll also say is that there is an issue in terms of attracting 151 officers across the public sector, because the private sector is so buoyant at the moment, and there is people stepping across from the public sector into the private sector because of how fast the private sector is moving. So we don't have anyone internally. We need an interim arrangement. We've got a notice period which is ticking down, which is why this solution seems to make sense, especially when we are looking for that resilience which we no longer have.
Thank you, Councillor Ives. Anybody else like to speak on this debate on the amendment? Councillor Paul Andrews. Sorry, Councillor Andrews, the polls are necessary.
Yes, Chairman. I have strong reservations of this. I mean, if we want to amalgamate with the county, this is the first step down the road, and if we're going to do it, why not do the whole thing? You're asking us to have somebody appointed here who comes probably from a county background, and a county background isn't necessarily the same background as we, as a small rural authority, would have. There is a danger that when you appoint people from a different background, to the authority that they've come from. There is a danger that those people will impose their ways of doing things on a smaller council, believing that the rest of us are woolly backs in the backwoods and need to be taken into the 21st century or something like that. And I have to say, I personally believe that that is what has happened in the last 7 years. And the result has been a disaster. And the result is that we are left where we are now. And I really feel, Chairman, if we are going to appoint anybody, that person should be from a rural-based authority like ourselves, who understands the country areas and how they work, and who understands country politics. And I don't think, by asking the county to appoint somebody from a background which may well deal with all big developments in Harrogate and places like that, it's really appropriate to appoint that sort of person to a district of this size.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Anybody else wish to speak before I move to vote on the amendment? Councillor Clark.
Yes, Chairman, could we have a recorded vote, please? If my colleagues had...
Councillor Callan, would you like to sum before we move to the vote?
Just very briefly, thanks. Councillor Clark's rattled on about unitaries again. Not an option. It's not on the table. It's not open to you to even think about a unitary. He's been as negative as ever, and this is a very positive position that we're in. We get to choose our partners. We get to choose who comes and works here. It's not being done to us. We're choosing to do it. We're in a very lucky position. And he said it's not interim. Well, I think I said interim that many times that I nearly couldn't say it anymore. We're not, Paul. We are not amalgamating with the county. And you need to speak to Selby. Ask them if they've lost their sovereignty, if they feel as if they're amalgamated. It's better to work with other people. Doesn't have to be county, but it gives you more resilience. We are a very small organisation. If one of our senior officers goes off ill, what part of the state are we in? Whereas if we do this, we shall have resilience. Oh, and the other thing was that I forgot to say, I think, Paul, one of your remarks about only being able to appoint from a rural authority was perhaps a bit discriminatory.
Thank you. I think before we move to the vote, the proposed original motion has the right to speak on the amendment.
Thank you. Just quickly, so this amendment, or this indeed this motion, is not about imposition, as has been coined. It's not about amalgamation. It's about sharing and working together and working better together. What I'll add is that this council has some really strong services that we deliver really well and have got capacity and expertise within. And it may be that those same areas are areas where the county have got gaps. And so by working together, it's a two-way street. And this will allow us to give our staff progression opportunities, and it will also give that greater depth and resilience where people can learn from one another. So there's many advantages, and it's not just about efficiencies and savings, it's about working smarter and more efficiently.
Thank you. Right, we'll take a vote on the amendment. So we're voting on the amendment as proposed by Councillor Cowling, seconded by Councillor Arnold.
That's 19 votes for, 8 votes against, and no abstentions.
So that is carried. Thank you. So now we return to the original motion with the amendment. Councillor Clark.
Yes, Chair, I have a further amendment, and it is seconded by Dr. Thornton, and it is to add the word interim, which I keep looking for and can't see despite Cowling's assurance that it's there, between
and section 151, and therefore it would change it to an interim 151.
So Councillor Clark, can I be clear what the amendment is? Is that everywhere it says section 151?
No, at the beginning it says further the delegated authority to enter an arrangement with North Yorkshire for the provision of a section 151 officer, and I wish to amend that to the provision of an interim 151 officer.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. For the sake of procedure, could I have a written copy, please?
You can't, Chair. I would be delighted. It was one of those that I could write down quickly enough without bending my writing.
And you can give me thank you, Councillor. Councillor Thornton, can you just confirm your second in this?
Thank you, yes, I'd like to second that motion.
You've seconded.
So the amendment to the amendment is that...
It's not an amendment to amendment, Chair. It's an amendment to a substantive motion.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. The minute the words were coming out of my mouth, I knew I was wrong, but I couldn't stop them. Is that further that the interim chief executive be delegated an authority to enter into an arrangement with North Yorkshire County Council for provision of an interim section 151 officer? Would you like to speak to your amendment, Councillor Clark?
Thank you, Chair. We just had the words like, this is not in position. And I think that's incredible. That it hasn't gone through any working parties, PNR or anything. It has just been decided by the new controlling group of this council. Now that's fine, because it makes me far more important than I was. I'm now the leader of the largest opposition party, which I wasn't prior to this amendment. So that's reassuring. The non-reassuring bit today is, I think by the look of this, that it is in fact the Ives of March, because it is Councillor Ives has moved from leading a... non-controlling group to either being leader, deputy leader, sub-leader, because I don't quite understand their policy on leaders, but one of the three leaders of the new group in the council. And we presumably will get some sort of an explanation of that at some point. Seriously, this is not being done properly. It may be the right route, and I go back to my agreement a long time ago with Councillor Keith Nax that we needed to look at certain functions of this council combining with North Yorkshire. But we don't do that. We're not doing that. We're just rushing at it. Okay. Let's rush at it. But we don't know what North Yorkshire's reaction is going to be. I don't know whether we have, despite Councillor Ives's view of the qualifications of the people in the council, I don't know whether or not we have people that are qualified to be 151 officers. I don't know whether they've been asked. We don't know whether they should have been asked, because there may be circumstances where people have just qualified and they aren't capable yet of taking on the role. So we're saying interim, we're going with the decision that the council has just made that we're going to do it, but we're saying let's put that word in there just to give us a little bit of time so that anybody who feels aggrieved, if the decision is wrong, etc., we're then in a position to do something about it. mindful of the time, Chair, and I would again like if my colleagues can just stop moving around the council, around the chamber, if we could have another recorded vote on that, please, Chair.
Certainly when we come to the vote, Council Clerk. Given we're on the tape, I'm very happy for a recorded vote. Councillor Thornton, as the second of the, would you like to speak?
I'd like to reserve my right, thank you.
Thank you. Right, happy to throw up this amendment to the now substantive motion. Open to debate. Councillor Duncan.
Could I just clarify, is this amendment to correct an omission from what was intended by the mover of the amendment, or is this substantially changing what's been put before us? Because I'm reading it, and I've read it a couple of times now, and I'm not quite sure if what we agreed originally was for a Section 151 officer on a permanent basis or if it was on an interim basis. Right, so this would substantially change what we were agreed to.
I'm looking at the mover of the original amendment and of the original motion. If you would, I'd answer Ives, it would.
Yes, sir, the amendment does allow the provision for us to make any such interim appointment permanent. Now, what I would add is that this appointment is not a member appointment. It is something for the head of paid service, either interim or permanent, to make. And what does need to be a decision of members is to whether we enter into shared services. Once we've made that decision, if we enter into shared service, whoever is the post holder, I think, is absolutely a decision for the head of paid service, who we should allow to get on and do the job. And by saying, oh, it can only be a certain amount of time before you come back to council, is not giving the freedom and the management responsibility to the head of paid service. And so, naturally, whenever you go into these shared arrangements, it's you're never going to be handcuffed. Of course, you will do newer purchase to begin with, we pause and reflect, but I think it's important we allow that flexibility for the interim chief executive to make management decisions.
Thank you, Councillor Ives. Well, that clarifies. Anybody else? In which case, we'll move to a vote on the... Councillor Thornton, you reserved your right.
Thank you, Chair. It's fascinating, the mental gymnastics that is going on this evening, because we've got a Brexit strategy to retain sovereignty of Rydale District Council by executing a Remain position. So we're going to go in with a greater organisation who will have their ways of doing things. So I'm puzzled, but then that's probably the position of the leading party in the country. I think that this sort of decision, this sort of thinking, should have taken place before we got to a crisis, before we got ready to make an appointment, because there are a lot of principles involved here which we could have very usefully discussed in various committees before having 5-10 minutes to consider it tonight. So I think in principle it's an unhealthy way to do business, but I think we should have the opportunity to make it an interim an interim appointment as commended in the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Thornton. Right, now I'm going to move to the vote on the... Councillor Clark.
I don't want to dampen your enthusiasm.
No, it's not enthusiasm, Councillor Clark.
It's only an amendment of one word and a slight adjustment to another, but it's still worthy of debate. Well, worthy of debate so much so that not a word has been spoken against it. And that usually means with the controlling group of 21 opposite that they're all going to have decided which way they're going to vote now. Okay. I strongly refute that this takes away the decision from the chief executive. The chief executive will probably know, the same as I know, that interim means interim. An interim does not mean more than a week, less than a week, more than a year, less than a year. It can be whatever it needs to be. But it enables the chief executive to look at this, find out what the situation is, talk to North Yorkshire and decide. But no, tie her hands. You tell her what she's doing. Absolutely fine. You spend 10 minutes telling council what they're doing. It might be right, it might be wrong. And Dr. Thornton, he's only been here a short period of time. He doesn't understand that we don't discuss things and we don't debate things. We just come up with something like this, whip round the 21 votes, and that's it. Dr. Thornton, I'm surprised through you, Chair, that you're not aware by now that this is how it works. And the Ives of March has produced 21 people at the opposite side of this council, all telling everybody else how it is going to be, not discussing it, not looking at the logic of doing various things, but telling us what is good. And it almost doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. It is the wrong way to do it. But that's fine. You carry on doing that. But when it goes wrong, you... Well, I could have said again through you, Chair, to Councillor Potter muttering him. I think again would be a bit severe. It took you 8 years before you split up to come back again to realise you'd got it wrong over Wentworth Street car park. So we'll see how long it takes you to find out this time. It may be right. We haven't discussed it. But don't do it the wrong way. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. I'm just going to move to the vote. I think procedurally I am now right.
He's technically already spoken, but it's up to you. You have technically already spoken.
Councillor Ives.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I will be brief. Just
thank you.
Because it was mentioned that it's not healthy the way we're approaching things, but nor do I think it is healthy to have meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting and to have no decision at the end of it, especially when we have a fixed timeline. We've only got until May before our Section 151 officer departs. We've got to have something in place before then. Getting those arrangements in place does take time. We have not got time now to make a decision, and this is a decision of all 30 members, and I've been accused of trying to be a leader of council. No, I'm not. What I am trying to do is come to a decision which has the majority and democratic support of this council, and so every member of this council is being provided the opportunity to vote on this proposal this evening. It's at the highest level, and that's what hopefully we will do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And we'll take the vote on this amendment now. Nine votes for, 18 votes against, and no abstentions. Thank you. So the amendment is defeated, which brings us back now to the substantive motion, including the original amendment. Right, so that brings us back to the original motion with the original amendment from Councillor Cowling included. I'd like to move to a vote on this unless anybody's got... We'll have a debate. Sorry, Councillor Clark, I couldn't resist, sorry. Take debate on the original motion with the amendment. Councillor Raper.
Thank you, Chairman. Briefly, I'd for my own self, I'd like to say thank you very much to Peter for his service to this council and wish him well in his future. Northamptonshire Council Unitary. It's in dire straits. It's huge, enormous council, with the recommendation now that it be split into two councils so it can run more efficiently. We're a minnow in comparative terms to Northamptonshire in financial and in how many people that work for it. They're in special measures. They have been for some time, and they still couldn't get it to work. I don't want to see this council, because if it can't make a decision properly, into going into special measures, and we're drifting that way by members prevaricating and making the comments that sometimes that they do in this chamber. We need to get on and do something. We need to get a decision made, and we need to move on. We haven't moved on since the previous chief executive handed in her notice. We've got nowhere. We've not made a decision that's turned out to be worth anything or moved us forward one inch. And that is regrettable. That is our, well, not our, it's your residents and voters that are suffering as a result of that. So I commend this particular motion. We need to actually start making the move forward and getting something done, Chairman. And it's high time that we actually did.
Thank you, Councillor Raper. Councillor Burr.
Thank you, Chairman. And first of all, could I put on record that I'd like to thank Pete for all he's done for us. You've been a marvellous ambassador, and we will miss you, and I'd like to wish you every success. Because somebody leaves a company, that doesn't mean to say that you have a crisis on your hands. You have to deal with it logically, and you have to sort things out. So let's look at opportunity, because it has been quoted quite a lot tonight. And it is such a shame that the proposers of the motion, the other councillors, the councillors who are running the council, didn't maybe discuss it or bother to talk to the opposition. And then maybe, for once, we could have all had a quick meetings, decided what we were doing, and moved forward. However, Rye Daily is turning into a pantomime yet again. That's what we're becoming known as. The pantomime council, it's quite embarrassing going up to county council and listening to other councillors talk about us, Rydale. Rydale, the strong Rydale that's always been together, that's always known what we're doing. It's, are the Conservatives together? Are they splitting? What are they doing? Are they run it? Have you got a leader? I don't know. I'm just a mere backbencher. I'd be very, very happy to share services. I think it's quite good. I think schools do it. And I think there is some merit in it. But I am concerned. I'm concerned about members. I don't want tonight to support something that I have absolutely no idea of what is going to happen. I've never been asked. I've never been consulted. I think we all just got the piece of paper and we're supposed to say, yes, that's absolutely fine. Carry on and deal with it. Well, that's fine, but I think some of our colleagues have said, well, if it goes wrong, we maybe don't want to be part of it. We would have liked to have tried to join in and maybe made a reasonable discussion or a debate with you guys. So I feel that I might not be, putting my name to a sellout. And we might not retain our identity because I'm not sure. Okay? I think that maybe it feels like a crisis because we haven't had a meeting now. Councillor Ive said he doesn't like meetings, but I think this is a pretty important meeting that we should have had before coming to full council to debate it. So why don't we sell out to North York County Council, then we'll sell Rydale building so we won't have anywhere to go. So really, what's the point of us anymore? So I'm sure that County will snap Rydale's hand off because we're a brilliant authority. they'll snap our hands off. But tonight, unfortunately, I don't have enough information to vote with this.
Thank you, Councillor Burr. Councillor Sanderson, did I see you indicate?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I really don't understand the hesitation here. There seems to be an inherent fear of sharing anything with county, even though Farmer Clark says he wants a unitary. I speak with my district hat on, but I'll make reference to my county portfolio because it's what I know best. We already have good examples of district and county working carefully, successfully together. And just to give you an example of this, county have a homeless prevention officer working with district. They pick up and find homes for 16 and 17 year old young people who are homeless or at risk of being homeless, and we are actually a national exemplar of this joined at work. I think we can do more, and I believe we have a duty in some cases to do more shared work. If we look at Section 1 of the Children and Social Work Act 2017, it says, local authorities must have regard to a set of corporate parenting principles when exercising their functions in relation to looked after children and care leavers. Now, you might say, nothing to do with us, but district councils are mentioned 9 times in this statutory guidance. Many districts have corporate parenting boards, we don't. The guidance mentions the function of district councils in relation to housing, leisure, recreation and council tax when considering young people in both care and care leavers. That's a hugely important piece of work really for county and for districts, and we just seem to be ignoring that joined up opportunity. Youth voice again is now hugely significant for councils, and we have to consider the voice of the young person in all our strategies that any council prepares. So if we look at the very successful model of Selby, the Better Together, we can see that the benefits of join up on services such as health, social care and housing integration could be a real benefit to everybody. They've integrated planning development and community hubs, which is just what this council is doing. And if that all that doesn't convince you, the cashable savings to date of the Selby model are approximately £576,000, with a further £1.2 million identified for delivery by 2021. And I think you just have to take your hat off to that, and I think we really are better together. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sanderson. Councillor Thornton, so you indicate.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to move an amendment to the motion, if I may.
Thank you, Councillor Thornton.
The amendment is that the Council requests the appointment of a subcommittee to, one, advertise the post of the Chief Executive for Rydale District Council externally on the terms previously agreed and proceed with the recruitment process. If this process fails to produce a suitable postholder, then, two, have discussions with North Yorkshire County Council. The discussions to look into the possibility of a shared Chief Executive North Yorkshire post with NYCC. Draw up terms for a shared post as provisionally agreed with NYCC to recommend to full council. And three, report to full council, an extraordinary meeting if necessary, if one, this fails, or two, fails to report as a matter of urgency to full council.
Do you have a seconder for that, Councillor Thornton?
Councillor Potter.
Council seconded by Councillor Potter. Can I have that writing, please, Councillor Thornton? Given Dr. Thornton's previous occupation, I'm going to attempt to try and read this. The amendment is, this council requests the appointments subcommittee to advertise the post of Chief Executive for RDC externally as the terms previously agreed and proceed with the recruitment process. If this process fails to produce a suitable pulse holder, then have discussions with NYCC, discussions to look into the possibility of a shared chief executive NY post with NYCC, drop terms for a shared post as provisionally agreed with NYCC to recommend to full council. And three, report to full council, extraordinary meeting if necessary, if one fails and during two. If two fails, report as a matter of urgency to full council. Councillor Thornton, would you like to, as the proposer, would you like to speak to your amendment?
Thank you. We've spent an inordinate amount of time, as Councillor Raper says, getting nowhere. I think that's slightly unfair because we've sort of sieved out a few possibilities. But it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it a year since we started this process?
No.
Not quite. It's a long while. We really need to have a very simple flow chart of what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the scale and the system to come to a conclusion in sensible steps, rather than keep returning back to full council to get permission to take the next step. And then springing on us this proposal that we have a very open set of possibilities to go to another council, share a post with North Yorkshire. It just doesn't seem that it's been carefully thought through as a flow of decision-making. So I'm suggesting that we have a very simple flow of decision-making and selection process that will aid speed and appropriate appointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Thornton. Councillor Potter, a seconder, would you like to?
At all reserve, thank you.
In which case, would anybody like to speak about this motion? Councillor Raper, I've got, then Councillor Andrews, then Councillor Val.
Thank you, Chairman. The one thing it won't do is speed anything up. A classic anarchist move, refer back, delay, prevaricate. Absolute classic anarchist structure to not make a decision and not to do anything. A completely opposite to what I was saying earlier, Chairman. I will not be supporting this.
Thank you, Councillor Raper. Councillor Andrews.
Chair, just in case, just to make a point, make a point at this moment, I shall want to speak on the main motion when the main motion comes back to the council. But what I will say for the moment is I really am concerned about the wording of the original motion, which says the appointment subcommittee is authorised to agree the terms of shared post, the methodology and procedure or of the open recruitment process with North Yorkshire County Council. So the whole recruitment process, so we won't even be masters of our own of recruiting our own chief executive. It will be if it's so agreed, North Yorkshire would have 50% of the say, or it could even have 75% of the say. They could be advising us, and I think this is a very very dangerous route to go down, as for the reasons I've said before. And that is why I shall be supporting this recommendation, because the intention is to try and go outside and see if we can find somebody who will be our chief executive and not somebody else's, and see if we can do it now. I would also say that, also repeat what I've said so many times to so many people, which of course people totally ignore whenever I say it, but I'll say it again. The old method of appointing a chief executive was simply to look at applications received from people from other authorities, to look at the ones that come from similar authorities, not ones that come from different authorities, and then to look at those that come from the post down, one down from chief executive, and to prepare a shortlist of a good application received from those. And it should be possible in that if that is done, to find that it doesn't matter who is appointed, any one of the five people would do if you have a shortlist of five people. And that could be done at a relatively small expense without all this trouble that we're going through at the moment. It could probably be done not on an exceedingly high salary, because there will always be somebody very young who wants to try and make a name for himself before moving on, or somebody from another authority who is rather old and might be looking towards his retirement.
Councillors, sorry.
I'm sorry, Chairman. What we're looking at now is appointing somebody from an authority that could be completely different from our own, who has completely different background, doesn't understand us, and it doesn't understand the sort of.
You're over time, Councillor Andrews.
And the result will probably be a disaster.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. I've got Councillor Val Arnold.
Thank you, Chairman. Apart from an odd point or two, haven't we already been there? Thank you.
And Councillor Cowling indicated she wishes to speak.
Just very quickly again. You've talked about a pantomime. The only pantomime, it's not this council, it is an excellent council. The only pantomime is in this chamber, and it is the members. You've said that the proposal has been sprung on us, the proposal for joint and shared working. How long have we been talking about it? 8, 9, 10 years, is it? We've got an ideal opportunity here to get started, do something about it, make a decision, get on with it. I think these proposals seek to take away the officers' ability to do their jobs, and I think we should vote this proposal down.
Thank you, Councillor Cowling. Right, I'll move to a vote on the amendment. When I've given the opportunity for the proposer and seconder to speak again. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair. Well, it's fascinating because one member of this council considers that I'm a failed anarchist, and the other in the same group considers I'm an anarchist. It would be most helpful if I knew whether I was an anarchist and B, if I'd failed or not. Said at the beginning, failing, it was said at the beginning of this debate that we'd failed to recruit anybody. Yes, because we haven't advertised. If we don't tell anybody that we're looking for somebody, maybe, it's only maybe, that's why we haven't achieved any candidates, let alone a chief executive. I supported the rest of the group when we looked internally, but what I have been saying since last May, through the Senior Contracts Working Party and the Appointment Subcommittee, that we should advertise externally. Not because I didn't want anybody internally to get the post, not because I knew that nobody internally would apply, but because how can you measure if you don't do that? And this is the second time we'd been down that route, and here we were doing it again. When we failed to get anybody in from internally applying, I stupidly suggested, trying to get a chief executive, that we should advertise externally. But we were told we couldn't do that. So we had a meeting, and we ended up with this position. The Senior Contract Appointment Subcommittee hasn't met since that point. So why not? We could have had an emergency full council 10 days later. And we could have advertised externally. And that may have failed as a process. And if it had failed as a process, then we would have known that nobody, and I couldn't quite follow Councillor Andrews's logic of ancient or young, but anybody from a kindergarten to an elderly person's home was my gathering of it, could have applied for whatever reason they wanted. But if we don't put out an advert and we don't tell anybody that we're looking for a chief executive, it's very difficult for people to apply when there isn't a job to apply for, from their standpoint. And on that basis, this motion is saying, not throwing out the North Yorkshire approach, but let us look and see what the market has got to say. A good thing for the new Conservative group to take on board, looking at what there is out in the market, and then decide which way we're going. And run in parallel with that, or if that doesn't work instantly, straight into discussions with North Yorkshire. But not a decision before we've even had the discussions. Thank you, Chair, and we'd like a recorded vote as well, please.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Clark. Councillor Aitken.
I seem to have stood up two or three times on this subject, and this is the last time I'm going to stand up on it. It's just going down the same route. A simple system, fine. But we have a system. We had a subcommittee. And I'm tempted to say, was that subcommittee simple? Or was it just incapable? It's been given plenty of time, and from the reports I hear, the opportunities have been given and never taken because the committee couldn't agree. And now we want another committee. It's a simple system. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, the simple system is, it isn't the system, it's the people around this table. You don't know what simple is, and you don't know what it is to follow a route. If you were in business, and some of you are, but if you're in some big business, I'm dread to think what state it would be in. You need to make a decision. We need to make a decision. Decisions are not always right, but decisions have to be made. Having another system, to follow another system, for people to argue among themselves and come out with naught is absolutely ridiculous. And people in this Rydale will think, where the hell are they going? This needs to move forward, not to be sat round this table making a load of silly remarks.
Thank you, Councillor Aitken. Right, before Councillor Potter, you reserved your right earlier. Would you like to speak now?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Well, I do believe it was about last May when the Chief Executive announced her resignation. So it's not far off a year. And how much progress have we made in all that time? I was quite interested to hear Councillor Ives saying meeting after meeting after meeting, we need some urgency. Where has the urgency been to leave us a year later sitting in this same position? There have been decisions pretty much imposed from whoever decided what they wanted to do, which wasn't the committee that was supposed to decide it. And it's just gone backwards and forwards. Councillor Raper mentioned this is just more delaying. Well, can I suggest that this isn't just delaying? Can I suggest this is going back to the start of the process where we should have started about 9 months ago? Now, I'm not an expert on big business or recruitment, but as far as I'm concerned, the first approach when you've got a job is a proper open recruitment process. See what candidates come forward, see who's the best of them, and then you take it from there. You don't start at the end of the process and then move back again. So this has been a shambolic embarrassment. I don't believe it's the pantomime. I think it was described as a circus, and it certainly has been a circus. Have we decided what the correct procedure is? We've lasted for quite a significant amount of time with less than half of a chief executive and one deputy. Then we've lasted for a significant time with one acting chief executive, interim. Wouldn't it be a good idea, first of all, to decide exactly what we need, what is required, what this authority needs, Is it half a post? Is it one post? Has anybody actually decided this yet? Isn't that the first place that you start and then you advertise it? It's just a complete joke. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Potter. Councillor Ives, and I'm going to back come to Councillor Thornton for his summation.
No, I thought it was Councillor Potter who...
No, Councillor Potter seconded. I'm going to come to Councillor Thornton.
Thank you, Chair. It's wonderful to be called an antichrist. I've never had that before. Anarchist, sorry. I've never had that before either. And
wrong religion.
I had to check it out. Insurgent, agitator, subversive, guerrilla, terrorist, narco-terrorist, whatever that is. Freedom fighter, revolutionary, Bolshevik.
Yeah,
I don't recognise that. And I don't know whether that's a form of bullying or just a sort of a little bit of a joshing to keep me awake. I remember at the start of this whole process hearing that it was not best practice to try to advertise internally. And I remember really calling for an external advertisement to look to the market, see who the best person was, see what came, and maybe one of our internal members of staff would be able to fill the post admirably. But that was voted away, and then decisions seemed to be made out of this council chamber about the whole process, which didn't bear any reflection on what was best practice. And I don't know that this does. And I do think that this has been delivered to us through a most unusual channel without really considering, do we want to have a joint appointment with North Yorkshire County Council? Do we actually go and look to some far distant county council to join up with? It's a mess, I'm afraid. And what I'm proposing is the very simple process of look outside. If that doesn't work, look with a joint post with North Yorkshire County Council. And if that fails, good luck to all who sail in her. But really, the way that we are proceeding with this is not very convincing.
Thank you.
I'd like a recorded vote, please.
Thank you. Councillor Ives, I believe you have the final say as the proposed original motion before we move to the vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I find it quite contradictory that those who decry the time that this process has taken are the first ones to say we need another meeting, we need to go to appointment subcommittee, we need to delay. What I also find really contradictory is that you had Councillor Potter who first of all said all we should be doing is going out externally and starting a recruitment process, and then in the second sentence says the first part is deciding what the person does and we haven't even done that. Well, I think we've done that on several occasions, like I said, the internal process was not successful. But what we're doing tonight is also agreeing what the job role is. It will be a shared person. I've already talked about the advantages of that, and then we commence an open recruitment process. So a lot of contradictions, and like I said, this is an opportunity for us to move forward, to work with others, and to be a forward-thinking council, and to take a moment of crisis into a moment of opportunity. And I therefore very much hope we turn down this amendment, but vote in favour of the substantive motion when that comes forward.
Thank you, Councillor Ives. So we'll take the vote on the amendment. Thank you.
We've done that.
That's 8 votes for, 19 votes against, and no abstentions.
So that amendment is defeated. Sorry, I have noticed from Councillor Andrews that he wanted to speak on the main motion. I would take Councillor Andrews and Councillor Mrs. Shields. Councillor Andrews.
Yes, Chair. I what we're talking about is a confession of failure of this council and of the groups that have been running it. We first of all failed to decide what we're going to do, and we've ended up by being in a position where we think we've got no choice but to do something which is absolutely stupid. We've ended up in a situation where this council has been starved of money by a Conservative government through its austerity promises. It's a confession of failure by a council which has, under Conservative leadership, consistently for 7 years refused to raise its council tax. What business, I ask you, would go for 7 years and not make any inflationary increases in its prices? We've had a situation where for years we've been outsourcing things to partnerships, and the result is we've lost the resilience of our own staff because we haven't had the mass of staff to hold us all together. That again is the fault of the ruling Conservative group. We've had IEC massive staff cuts again. I believe about 80 staff have left as a result of IEC, again reducing the council's resilience, again run by the Conservative group. We've had wasteful, stupid expenditure on running what we knew was a bad case with the supermarket saga. This is not a good council making a good decision to share services. This is a badly led council being forced into a situation where it feels it can't do anything else but end up by surrendering its sovereignty, its independence, everything it should hold dear, and running the risk of submitting itself to being run by an organisation which has absolutely no sympathy with a council this size. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Mrs. Shields.
Thank you, Chairman. I firmly believe that this council is well capable of making a decision on its own to appoint a new head of paid service. Yes, we are smaller, but I disagree with Councillor Ives, who quoted a little earlier, we are not masters of our own destiny. I took it right down, so it's quite correct, Councillor Ives. So the thing is, we do not need to be subservient to the County Council. We've stood on our feet since the council was founded early in the 1970s. And when we are smaller, nevertheless, we are still carrying on. And I think it's important that we have someone now from outside and we get somebody fresh in to look at the whole of the council. And we do not need the help or assistance in any way of the county. A shared post right from the beginning, or a shared help in deciding who is going to be that person, could lead to a diminution of power and responsibility for Rydal itself. We do not need to be dominated by the County Council. We can stand on our own feet. And I fear that if we don't do this, and if we give in and get their choice, then in fact, sooner or later, we shall just be subsumed into the County Council or something equally horrific. Thank you, Chairman.
Mrs. Shields. Councillor Farnell, Councillor Thornton.
Thank you. It would appear that we have possibly managed to come to a way forward, although I firmly believe that there is a candidate out there without the need for the NYCC carrot. I am happy to support this motion and amendment. However, I would like to take this opportunity to go off on a slight tangent. I want to publicly express my concern that no internal candidates came forward, which does trouble me.
as member staff champion and on a personal level, as I believe there are many capable candidates within the organisation. I believe that there are probably several factors that contributed to this result, but the one that upsets me the most is as follows. I've worked in local government for 18 years, and for the last five of these in committee services. I have sat through many committees, subcommittees and working parties, and never have I ever heard a councillor in a public meeting berate, speak disrespectfully, intimidate or belittle an officer in the way I have seen it done here. It simply is not the done thing. I became a councillor to try to make life better for the residents of Rydale, not point score against the establishment. I therefore respectfully request that we all come together and support this motion and move things forward for the good of Rydale, not a political party. Let's get a fantastic candidate, start moving Rydale forward rather than stagnating, support our officers and make Rydale great. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Farnell. Councillor Thornton, sorry, you'd indicated before.
Thank you, Chair. Can I just point out that the process being recommended in the amendment that didn't pass muster was that step one was to advertise immediately for an external candidate. And I think probably that would carry a certain amount of support to try to get this process moved forwards. We don't even know what the structure at the top of the council is going to be when we've made this appointment, because we haven't, as far as I am aware, looked at the structure of the senior posts, how many senior posts there'll be and what the cost would be. And I think we just sort of rather knee-jerk reactions to... Sorry, as a Bolshevik, I don't mind people banging on the table. Thank you, Councillor Roper.
Can I remind councillors, please, we're in a meeting, can we please behave like we should?
I think it's important that we know we went through a very expensive and lengthy process of restructuring, and though we've made considerable adjustments lower down in the structure of the council, but I don't know that we've made those significant savings and we've not benefited as well as we might from the restructuring near the top. So we don't know how that's all going to work out, but we seem to have rushed off to step two, which was to move in with North Yorkshire to try to appoint a chief executive. So it's all a bit of a puzzle to me, and I really... find the whole process very unsatisfactory. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Thornton. Councillor Potter, then I'm going to move to Councillor Ives and we're going to move to the vote.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I'm all in favour of joint working with other organisations. It's a most efficient way of working, but I just find it rather hard to work out why it's so efficient to try and either poach somebody from North Yorkshire County Council or let them do the recruitment for us. It all seems quite bizarre. So after about 9 months of abject failures of lurching from one strange decision to another when the previous one has failed, it appears here that we've got another lurch on the cards. By those who seem rather willing to impose their will on the rest of this council. So I'm afraid I can't support this one.
Thank you, Councillor Potter. Councillor.
I actually don't believe you can read over there. It says here, the council commits in principle to appoint a shared post of chief executive, head of paid services of Rydale District Council, and assistant chief executive of North Yorkshire County Council. The appointment subcommittee is authorised to agree the terms of a shared post, the methodology and the procedure for open recruitment process with North Yorkshire County Council. That's exactly what you're saying. You can't read what it says in here, I think.
Thank you, Councillor Arnold. Councillor Ives, and then we'll move to the vote. Debated this long enough.
Thank you. I think we have debated it quite sensibly, Mr. Chairman, so I intend to be brave. I think the decision now is whether do we move forward or do we move nowhere at all. Do we look to make savings and work with others, or do we sit in splendid isolation? Do we look as though we can't make a decision, or do we do something bold and innovative? So, like I said, this is a really big decision this evening, Mr. Chairman, and it is an opportunity, and it allows us to move forward together. So I very much commend this motion to the Chamber.
Thank you, Councillor Ives. We'll vote on, we have a recorded vote. We'll vote on the motion, the original motion plus the amendment now then, please.
Votes for, 8 votes against, no abstentions.
So that motion is carried. Thank you.
Chairman, before you close the meeting, could I congratulate Councillor Farnell on sticking this meeting out? Tonight is her wedding anniversary. So what on earth she's going to go home and tell her husband, I have no idea.
Chair, could I ask Mr. why she's here? I mean, she had an option.
just on that, I'd like to thank members for being tonight. I know that the date of this meeting was changed for a very good and valid reason. I know a number of members have actually could also be at other things tonight they'd already committed to, and I thank them for giving that up.
Chairman, I would like to propose that this chamber sends our good wishes to your priest, and I hope he gets better soon.
Thank you. I'll pass those thoughts on. Thank you. I know. So I do know other people have given things up to be here tonight. So thank you for that. Can I also record, as several people have said, our thanks to Peter for his service over the years. He's going to be sadly, sorely missed. Just a reminder that there is a PNR meeting tonight. I think we'll have a 5-minute break, and this meeting is now closed.